You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News
on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM
and 1160 AM.
Good evening, 6:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here. We're at 63 degrees in Salt Lake. KSL's top story. Breaking news on KSL. We are learning new details about the Wasatch County Sheriff's Office employee arrested yesterday. Official documents say the man was taken in for alleged human trafficking of a child and other sexual crimes with minors. KSL News Radio's Claire Scott reports.
The Utah Attorney General's office says it has arrested Mitchell McKee, an administrative services director for the Wasatch County Sheriff's Office. The probable cause statement says McKee was in contact with a 15-year-old boy over social media, who knew McKee as a man called Doug Gentry. Police say that McKee met up with the minor several times under this alias, where McKee asked the minor to perform sexual favors in exchange for nicotine. Official documents explain police were able to track McKee down through his social media interactions with the minor. McKee has been booked into jail for human trafficking and sexual exploitation of a minor, among other offenses. Claire Scott, KSL News Radio.
The Department of Labor says another Utah company has violated child labor laws. Baskin-Robbins is getting a big fine for overworking young teens. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe with the story.
It was just last month that Cold Stone Creamery got in trouble for the same thing, and Family Fun Centers and Crumble Cookies before that. Ivan Pelez with the department's Salt Lake City office says they do see more of these types of cases here in Utah.
Probably is because there are, I can actually say, there are a lot more minors that we find working here in comparison to other places.
14 and 15-year-olds in Utah can only work a few hours on school nights, and they can't work past 7. The Labor Department says Baskin-Robbins locations across the Wasatch Front broke that rule. Now they'll have to pay $50,000 in fines because of it. Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
A 46-year-old man died this morning after police say he drove his truck wrong way on I-15 this morning and crashed into a military transport bus.
We did have an on-duty Davis County deputy that was here on scene that was able to pull the victim out of his own truck, begin life-saving measures on him, but ultimately the victim of this wrong-way vehicle passed away here on scene.
Utah Highway Patrol Lieutenant Chamberlain Neff there, who says the driver of the bus was taken to the hospital with minor injuries. That bus was carrying 23 ROTC cadets from Utah State. They were all okay and able to finish their trip to Camp Williams. Governor Cox spoke out about road safety at his monthly news conference today. His message, simple: don't drink and drive.
With every single fatality we've had so far, there has been impairment, either drugs, alcohol, or both.
He mentioned the influx, the increase of wrong-way drivers, and says they're implementing technology to alert people if a wrong-way driver is in the area. Congress is racing toward another government shutdown. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, lawmakers today unveiled a $1.2 trillion bill aimed at averting this weekend's partial shutdown. Democrats were able to stop some of the steeper budget cuts wanted by House Republicans, but Republicans were able to include a 24% increase in detention beds for migrants awaiting their immigration proceedings. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says a plan is in the works to stop Israel's planned military operation in Rafah.
There are more than a million people in Rafah, many of whom were displaced from other parts of Gaza. A major ground operation there would mean more civilian deaths. It would worsen the humanitarian crisis.
He says Israeli officials will be in Washington next week to discuss the deal. Homeland Security is warning police nationwide to be aware of online chatter as the 25th anniversary of the deadly Columbine High School shooting approaches. The bulletin indicates the date will raise the potential for attackers to target schools and public places. And for the first time, surgeons have transplanted a genetically edited pig kidney into a living human being. Dr. Winfred Williams commending 62-year-old Rick Slayman for undergoing the groundbreaking procedure.
He saw this as not only as a way to improve his own personal life, but a way to provide hope for the thousands of people who need a transplant to survive.
Slayman, who had end-stage kidney disease, is expected to be discharged soon. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 6:35. It's time for a KSL bracket update. Every 15 minutes, we go to Mark Jackson.
Well, the following teams dance their way into the second round after wins today: Dayton, Michigan State, Duquesne, Creighton, Arizona, North Carolina, Illinois, and Oregon, all advancing. Four games underway right now. Texas, Oakland, Iowa State, Gonzaga, all with leads. Utah State takes on TCU. First round, 7:55 tomorrow on TBS. And the Running Utes take on Iowa in another tournament, the NIT. And that's on Sunday. With your KSL Brackets update, I'm Mark Jackson.
Follow the NCAA tournament with updates and all other sports at KSL.